Dave Moore on Today FM.
Gabriel Iglesias is here, stand-up comedian, actor, performer, and he's coming to Dublin 27th of June. You'll find him in the Three Arena. Do not miss this. It's going to be absolutely brilliant night.
Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Yes, I was about to say I've been creeping on your Instagram. You know, I'm always following you, figuring out what you're doing. But you did spend a lot of time here recently.
Well, it was a little while ago. I want to say about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I had my first Guinness and Jameson.
And
that was my welcome to Ireland. You know, it was one of those. The guy said, you know, we're in Ireland. We got to go to a pub. All right.
It's got to happen. Did they agree with you?
Well, within the first 5 minutes. The first 5 minutes, they said, put the cuffs on them. And I guess they're called Irish handcuffs or something like that, because I had a Guinness in one hand and a Jameson in the other. And so, you know, I'm no stranger to alcohol.
It's sure.
But no, it was fine. The Guinness was something new for me, because I don't even drink beer back home. But I figured, you know, when in Rome, I went for it. And I guess I was supposed to drink enough of it for the foam to land in between the
Try G. and split the G, as they say.
Yeah.
That's what
and
they say.
I guess I didn't do it. And some guy in there yelled out, "It's a rookie." And I'm like, "Oh, you don't know how purple my liver is. I am no rookie, kind sir."
Just let me show you. Where is your tequila? And I will demonstrate. But you had such a great time when you were here. One of my favorite moments was you were in a car, like a van, like being driven somewhere. And then, like, I don't know if you remember this. I want to play this for everybody so they can hear it. But then this happened.
Ludo,
you snuck in our car.
Ludo! Come back, Ludo. You're awesome, Ludo.
You're awesome, Ludo! Ludo!
Oh, my gosh, my dogs are going to kill me. I'm going to go home smelling like Ludo.
Do you remember Ludo, the dog who just, like, just ingratiated himself into your van?
Yes, that's as we're pulling up to the hotel, this awesome dog just basically jumped in as soon as the van door opened, and I just had a good old time. Like, you know, as it was, I was missing my dog because
sure.
I had just, you know, left, and all of a sudden to be greeted by a dog, that was just too much for me. A very friendly dog all over me.
That's good. I'm glad to hear Ludo behaved himself, definitely. Listen, you're going to play the Three Arena, which is this big arena venue here in Dublin, and a lot of comics who come over and I talk to them about it, they say that, like, arenas can be, they can just be, like, you're used to, you know, stand-up is traditionally in a smaller room, and maybe even a 1,000-seater in a theater is a great place, but then arena is a bigger deal. Obviously, numbers are bigger, venue isn't built for this, maybe, but they do say the Three Arena is a great venue for comedy.
No, and I must agree with that. And being that I've already done a show there, I remember saying after, we need to come back here, because it was a good time.
Amazing. Well, we will have you back June 27th. You will go to the Three Arena and see Gabriel perform. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. The Fluffy Comedy Tour as well. I mean, can you please tell us where the nickname came from?
Well, the name Fluffy, basically, that's one of my catch lines. I'm not fat. I'm Fluffy. And you know, Gabriel Iglesias is my name. Fluffy isn't a different person. It's just a nickname that was given to me by my mom many years ago when I called myself fat around her. And she said, "You're not fat, mijo, you're fluffy." And
fantastic.
So it's just one of those things. It's stuck, and we've been going with it ever since. And I've branded that name so much in my career that I basically own the word.
Wow.
I literally own the word. Like, if, right now, if you Google the word fluffy, I'm the first thing that pops up. Out of anything that's potentially fluffy in the universe, I'm the first thing that pops up. So I come up on the screen before quilts, comforters, cotton candy, rabbits, anything that's possibly fluffy, I'm still number one.
Here he is, the fluffiest thing in the universe is talking to me.
The fluffiest thing in the universe. That's going to be the name of the next tour.
One of the questions I like to ask all my guests at the end of an interview, but I'm going to move this a little bit forward, is what are you obsessed with? Okay. And I mean currently, right now. But the reason I want to move it forward is I think you're a bit like me in that you collect things. So I collect sneakers and I collect guitars. But don't you collect, like, Volkswagen vans and Marvel Cinema Universe collectible? Like, you collect lots of different things, right?
Yes, my biggest collection is of Volkswagen, vintage Volkswagen buses.
Buses.
So 21, 23 window buses from the years of 1952 all the way to 1975.
Wow. I mean,
I have I have over 30.
Okay, that's crazy. Because look, I own a lot of pairs of shoes. I own a lot of guitars. And even my guitar collection, I have a bigger number than you, but they don't take up the space that a 21-seater bus takes up. So where do you keep these?
I have a, I call it Mexican Graceland in California. It's a big warehouse, and that's where I keep all my goodies.
Wow.
So all my cars are right there. And I started this collection a few years ago. Jay Leno is actually the one responsible for inspiring the car collection.
Okay, because famously Jay has one of the biggest car collections in the world and an incredible amount of warehouse space.
Yes, he has over 300 cars and over 1,200 motorcycles.
Wow. So are you aiming for that level of VW buses?
No, I don't have the same budget as Jay Leno, but that's why I chose Volkswagens, not Porsches. Yeah. So I collect Volkswagen buses. So as far as my obsession goes, you know, I'm obsessed with my dogs. And, you know, now I only have one dog, so I'm obsessed with my dog.
What's the dog's name?
Roca.
Like
Almond Roca. Named her after one of my favorite candies.
Okay, amazing. I'll have to try it. Actually, I'm going to Mexico in a couple of days, and I'm going to, like, for the first time, I've never been before, so I can't wait to go. I'm going to Cancun because I'm a tourist, but well, I can't wait to go.
You're picking a hell of a time to go to Mexico.
Oh, I'm doing New York first and then Mexico, and it's like, is this a good idea?
Well, you should just go to New York and then just scream that you're Mexican and maybe somebody will just give you a free ride.
Give me a free flight out of there.
This is the week where you can get a free ride.
Okay, so your current obsession is your dog. That's amazing. Who is the most famous person in your phone?
Ooh. Oh, wow. Well, I know Kevin Hart personally. So I guess Kevin would probably be the biggest one because he's one of the biggest movie stars out there.
He sure is. That's a great answer. Kevin. Excellent.
I'm going to go with Kevin, and I met Kenny Chesney a couple weeks ago, country superstar.
Yeah.
And so we've been going back and forth.
Oh, great. Amazing. Okay. Yeah. But Kevin and Kenny, they're two good answers. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, maybe around the time your mom was starting to call you Fluffy. I don't know. But around that age, it's lunchtime in school. Did you have school dinners? Did you bring a lunch to school? If you did, what were you eating at around eight?
At around 8 years of age. Okay, let's see. It would be, school.
School dinner, right?
Pizza. Was a big thing at school. It was in the shape of a rectangle, and it had a certain taste. Like regular pizza chains tasted completely different from the school pizza.
Oh.
I don't know what they make it with, but.
Was it better or worse?
For me, it was better because I grew up eating it, and it has that nostalgia where anytime I would taste that, it just triggers my childhood.
Right.
Unfortunately, I had a good childhood, so I love that pizza.
Excellent. And the final question I ask everybody, and I know it's a strange one, but go with me on this one, Gabriel. I don't wash my legs in the shower. What I want to know, does Gabriel Iglesias wash his legs when he's in the shower?
I wash everything when I'm in the shower. Thank you. I've been wanting to put this out there for the world. Yes. I wash anything and everything, and you got a washcloth. I exfoliate.
Okay. But you see, this is where I need to learn. I need to learn from you.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. Even if it's a once-over, everything gets scrubbed.
Everything gets a proper scrub. Yeah, you know, I've asked a couple of people, and they've all given me this kind of answer. And then I've had some people who are brave enough to admit that maybe they don't. But I see where I'm putting you in this one.
If I wash the car, the tires get it too. Trust me.
That's a great analogy. Listen, Gabriel, I'm so excited to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck with the show. June 27th in the 3 Arena in Dublin. There are a couple of tickets left. Get your hands on. Do not miss Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias. Muchísimas gracias, amigo. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Dave. Good luck in Mexico, brother.
Thanks. I appreciate it. See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.